certain athletes are born enemies, but the fiercest rivalry was between two fighters, Razor and Kid.
They fought only twice, but the tie-breaking grudge match never happened.
Today I'm announcing my retirement from professional boxing.
You know what this is, Razor? It's a video game. They want to put you and Kid in the game.
Check out this clip that is just blowing up online.
I got a company that wants the official rematch. They're going to pay you $100,000.
Well, I can't be in the same room as that guy. Not worth it.
The hell you mean it ain't worth it? I'm looking at your house.
Okay, here's the deal. If you grew up in the 80s like me, you'll see the instant nostalgic appeal of Grudge Match. Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro play feuding boxers who get a final chance to see who's best 30 years past their prime, but getting them to work together with a common goal can be a challenge. As fun as it was to watch Rocky vs. Raging Bull, the movie relies too much on its own in-jokes to really hold together well. Add to this some stunt casting of Kevin Hart as the promoter to glom onto his success of one-man stand-up show seems a bit much. Stallone and De Niro have fun with the movie, but the writing falls apart in the middle, getting dark and depressing like a Tyler Perry movie. Sure, I got all the jokes, but this rematch seems a bit too much of a gimmick and less of a solid story to make it worth the full price of admission. Grudge Match gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.